on the healthy eating segment today, I want to talk to you a little bit about life skills. You know, the largest segment of the population in America today is the baby boomers. And they're the ones whose parents and grandparents lived through the Great Depression. And they were taught, growing up, they were taught life skills. They were taught how to can and freeze and preserve food so that they would have food to eat, because their parents knew that those were the things that you would have to have if you went through hard times. But you know, the baby boomer generation has failed to teach their children and grandchildren the skills that their parents and grandparents thought were necessary life skills. And one of those very important skills is preserving food. So we have two generations here in America who don't have these skills. Yes, they know how to play video games. They know how to send text messages. They know how to use Facebook. And they know how to use computers and program computers. But when it comes to survival, they're lacking necessary skills that will get them through hard times. And I believe that hard times are on the way, and we need to be getting prepared. And that's where Ritter Farms comes in. And I want to talk to you today about the different ways of preserving food, the fresh food that you can get here at Ritter Farms or out of your own garden if you have been able to grow a garden. Years ago, before all of the modern conveniences, people had to figure out ways of preserving food so that they would have food during the wintertime. And there were several ways that they used to preserve meat. Dehydrating meat, making jerky, was one of those methods. Also, curing meat with salt and sugar, as in country ham and salt pork that we season some of our cooked beans with, and other vegetables. Dried beans like pinto beans and great northerns and navy beans, and all of those beans were dried. And then, of course, you cook them by rehydrating them. You can soak them overnight and then pour that water off and put clean water in and a little bit of salt pork and cook them the next day, and they make a wonderful meal. Also, our forefathers learned how to can food, first by using a water bath canner, because they didn't have pressure cookers back then or pressure canners. They used a water bath canner. They would use the water bath canner for high acid food like fruits that have that are naturally high in acid, and vegetables that they pickled using vinegar. They would put them in the jar and put the two-piece lids and rings on, put them in the water bath canner, and fill it up with water until the water comes 1 to 2 inches above the lids. And then, of course, they just follow the directions for the recipe. Most of the time, it's just like 10 minutes in a boiling water bath, and then you take the jars out and you allow them to seal. So that was a method that was used before the pressure canner came into existence. But after the pressure canner came into existence, it was easy to can low-acid foods like green beans and corn and other vegetables that don't have a naturally high acidic content. In the pressure canner, you simply prepare your fresh beans. You string them and break them and wash them good, pack them in the jars. Put water in the jars and a teaspoon of salt in each jar, in each quart jar, and then you put them in the pressure canner, and you pressure them for about 25 minutes on 10 pounds pressure. Now, there are a lot of people who are afraid of pressure canners. They can be dangerous sometimes if you don't know how to operate them correctly. So if you are in that category and you need some help, why, you come to Ritter Farms, and we'll be happy to show you how to safely use a pressure canner to can your vegetables for use in the wintertime. You can also preserve vegetables and fruits by freezing them. That's the easy method. But the problem with freezing is that, you know, what happens if the power goes out for a period of time and all the vegetables and the fruits in your freezer thaw out? And I have had that happen. Believe me, it's not very funny when you put all that work into freezing everything and then have the electricity go off and have everything in your freezer thaw and you have to throw it away. So the best way, the safest way to preserve foods and to have them and know that you will have them during hard times is to dehydrate or cure meats or beans and or water bath can or pressure can your fruits and vegetables. And if you need any help with that, Ritter Farms is more than happy to give you pointers. You come to Ritter Farms and we'll take you in the kitchen and we'll show you how to can. And you can pass those skills on to your children and grandchildren so they will have the life skills that they need to get through the hard times that are coming.